Hey now, people, this is Pastor John. Thank you for visiting me in the Lucy Coleman studio today. And it is June the 8th, 2010. I'd like to share with you just a few words. And then after these few words, I'd like to play a number from an album that I have that I purchased in the year of 1981. I have told you on numerous occasions that the music that I listen to has framed my reference for my Christian behavior for so many years. And one of the references that I've been talking about the past couple of days, of course, has been love. Love on a level that many people that profess to be Christians have not demonstrated in so long, that love is a lost art. I was having a marvelous conversation with a brother. I'll just call him Brother Enoch. And he was from the city of Atlanta in the state of Georgia here in the United States of America. And as we ended up our conversation, Enoch said to Brother John, that's me. He said, I love you, man. And I said, I love you too. And it was a warm feeling to fill my heart when I love brothers. And you know what? I hate to get emotional about this, but that's a good thing, especially for us Christians. Now, for those of you that's having difficulties loving Ringo, I've never met the young man, but he's a dear friend of mine. I love that brother. I love his artistic work on YouTube. For those of you that have difficulty in loving black people, white people, Asian people, Hispanic people, beautiful group of people there, Europeans, Icelanders, Africans. That's another beautiful group. God has a loving heart to make us all look so different, eat different kinds of food, speak different languages. And it breaks my heart when I see us just trying to kill and maim and mess up each other. I'd like to play a number, but before I play the number, I'd like to read the words to the song. It says, I thought that love was just some funny feeling in my heart, a butterfly when Susie smiled at me. I thought that love was the way to chain two faces in one name till I found in you a love so full and free. And another verse of the song goes like this. They say that love makes the world go round, and so I once believed, till war and death were all that I could see. But it's not love if our love because, it's love in spite of all that sentenced you to hang upon a tree. It's a love song, sung by a man to another man. And I want to dedicate this love song to everybody that I love. I ain't trying to preach to you. I ain't trying to twist your arm. But I want you to hear some of the music that framed the love in me. And I want to share it with you. Thank you.
Choosing, love is losing.
Love is finding when you give it all away. Give the love away, and then you find it. Man, isn't it great? Just great, great, great music. It was, oops, wow, I can tell you, I'm a little bit away from the turntable there. Love is, I like that. Tim Shepherd. An album called Forever. Did you hear the chorus? Love is choosing. Love is losing. Love is finding when you give it all away. See, my friends, if you're not willing to give it away, the love that you have, that God has placed up in your heart, then you'll never be able to find out why I am and I do what I do. God bless you. And to my friends, the ones that I love all the time, don't let people get you down. They're beautiful creatures. They really are. They just haven't found love. And they're looking for it, and they're frustrated, and they're angry, and they're bitter. And they're Pharisaic, and they're religionist. They gotta win. And all I need is one more day. That's right. I'm gonna play another cut from this album. This one's kind of nice. It's called One More Day. And let's see. Yeah, well, now I got it. One More Day. Listen to the words of this song. One More Day. Nice words here. Because that's all I need to finish the work that God has given me to do. I'm going to be talking as Tim is singing. Listen to this.
I can hear the cry of children who have never heard your name.
Yeah.
And their mothers and their fathers.
Who have what?
Who have turned their hearts away.
Lord,
I want to leave the sorrow.
Lord, I want to come home to you. But there is so much left to tell them. There's just so much left to do. So I'm asking God, give me one more day. That's all I need. One more hour. One more moment. Yes. That's all I need. Just give me one more moment.
If just one more can understand.
Boy, is that your prayer? Come on, Tim, take us on into verse 2. What you talking about, boy? I love this song. It's called One More Day. Now in verse 2, Tim says, Lord, I know.
Lord, I know your heart is broken.
Yeah.
By the selfishness of man.
That's where we are.
And I know that in your wisdom.
Yeah.
You must execute the plan.
Yeah.
But now I fall upon your mercy.
Your divine mercy.
Lord, I call upon your name.
Call on his name.
Will you delay the day of judgment?
Delay that day.
One more hour.
Give me one. Jesus, give me one more day. Give us one more hour. Give us one more moment. Just so one more can understand. Yeah, just one more person to understand. Listen. Just a little more time, yeah. Like I said, that's the kind of music that shaped my Christian experience, even with rock guitars. Just give me one more day, one more, yeah. See, that's the kind of music that I came up with as a Christian. It wasn't talking about, you know, expand my territory and, you know, make me this, make me that, give me more than they got. And I got to beat them down to lift myself up. That's not Christianity. That's some kind of cultism. I don't even know what that is. Back in the day, they was just asking for one more moment so the people can understand what this life is all about. Oh, thank you for joining me for this webcast today. I have had a ball, and I'm glad that you could be here with me to enjoy it. Thank you for coming to my website. Thank you for praying for me. And as the summer approaches, I want you to pray for our young men and young women that will be out there. There are no jobs out there for them. A lot of them are going to be home alone, as the parents are going to work, trying to make a living of what's left in this economy. And we want to offer up a special prayer for our young teenagers, for our young people. God bless their little hearts. Some of them don't have daddies. They've never had a guy to set them on their lap when they were little kids and just talk to them. Read a story to them at night when they went to bed at night and know that daddy's voice is in the house, not hollering at mama, beating her down, but loving moms. And can't you just see the little boy running up into his father's arm and says, hug me, daddy, hold me tight. And daddy wrestles with him down on the floor. A lot of these young teenagers never had that. We need to offer prayers for them because it's a wicked, cruel world out there. And there's so much to pull them away from what God wants them to know and to have. Hey, listen, God bless you. And you know the drill. Whatever you do, stay in the Word.